The first time water flowing over the Lock 7 Dam near Harrodsburg was spun into energy was 1927. Electricity flowed from this hydroelectric plant for the next 72 years until the generators fell into disrepair and its owners abandoned it around 1999. Enter David Brown Kinlock, president of Lock 7 Hydro Partners. Inside the plant's generator room, high above the churning water, he says the plant's owners had given up.
Actually, they wanted to tear it down, and we stepped in and bought it from them, and they're in the process of getting it completely running again and modernized.
Since then, he's restored two of the plant's three generators, which in 1927, he says, were top of the line. Today, these iron behemoths look like giant vintage spaceships, and Kinlock runs between them and the more modern 1980s control panel like a mad scientist. As he powers up the first unit, Kinlock explains what's happening far below us.
The water goes in and goes past a propeller, and the propeller turns and is hooked to a 40-foot long shaft. The shaft comes up and directly connects to the generator, and each of them are capable of putting out 680 kilowatts.
When the three generators are fully up and running, they'll produce enough electricity to power about 1,000 homes. That energy zips across the river and enters the grid at Salt River Electric, and just becomes part of the general pool of electricity available. That means you can't buy this power directly, but you can buy a block of green energy from LG&E or KU for $5 a month. It's part of a young but growing industry called green energy marketing. Three utilities market green power in Kentucky, but this is the first time a utility is marketing hydropower as part of their green energy program. And there are firms that specialize in helping utilities market green energy. LG&E and KU signed on with one of them called 3Degrees. It buys and sells renewable energy credits. 3Degrees spokesman Gabe Petlin.
It's a way to verify that 1 megawatt hour of renewable energy has been generated and then delivered to the grid. And each time a megawatt hour of clean renewable energy is delivered to the grid, there's one less megawatt hour of polluting power needed.
3Degrees has agreed to buy one certificate from the Lock 7 station for every megawatt hour of energy it produces. That's revenue David Brown Kinlock can use to keep repairing the aging plant. 3Degrees will then sell these certificates to LG&E and KU. The idea is both to offset the effects of polluting energy as well as to finance a renewable energy project. But the utilities have to convince customers to sign up for the program. Petlin says that's where his firm fits in.
One of the biggest unknowns for a utility in this is how much demand is there. So how do they know how many certificates they should buy? So we guarantee to them to deliver certificates at a fixed price, no matter what their demand is.
And then Petlin says they go shopping for those certificates on behalf of the utility. Lock 7's hydroelectric project fit the bill. That's in part because it's local, but also because it's been certified by the Low Impact Hydro Institute. Up on the plant's roof, Kinlock says he believes there's never been a better time for hydroelectric power. He says it used to be difficult even to get utilities or developers to talk to him, but attitudes have changed.
We've been doing this for about 20 years, and it's just in the last few years that things have turned around with concerns about the environment, that it's really been to the point where it looks like we can make a go of it.
To do that, Kinlock will need to sell as many certificates as possible and hope utility customers sign up for the program. For WFPL, I'm Kristen Espeland.